We've watched the agony of Syrians fleeing the chaos in their homeland, like refugee Sumeya Akdru.
It was very bad, but we try to stay there. We can't stay there because of bombs and the war.
And then we have frustrated immigrants like Juan Garcia seeking the American dream.
We just want to be part of this country, and it's so sad that people don't support us.
But then we have Americans who say, citing national security and economic concerns, presidential candidates Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Evan McMullen have different stances, some overlapping and all politicized, on immigration and refugees. Clinton told Hispanic lawmakers if elected, she will introduce immigration reform during her first 100 days in office.
Republicans, this is your chance to help millions of families and show that your party, the party of Lincoln, is better than Donald Trump.
In Clinton's third debate with him, Trump blamed America's drug addiction epidemic on illegal immigration.
We have to have strong borders. We have to keep the drugs out of our country. We're getting the drugs, they're getting the cash.
On his website, McMullen calls not for a wall like Trump, but 20,000 new U.S. Border Patrol troops near Mexico. McMullen touts the benefits of legal immigration.
We are a country of refugees and of immigrants, and it has made us strong. People from around the world believe they can come and find liberty.
Clinton supports the DREAM Act to allow children of immigrants to stay and study or serve in the military.
We're going to end family detention, close private detention facilities, and stop the raids and roundups.
Things Trump advocates.
Instead of providing free health care and jobs to refugees, we should rebuild our inner cities and help struggling Americans.
Trump wants America to keep all Muslims out for fear radicals will mix with them. McMullen says America should welcome Syrian refugees with proper vetting.
We need to do better coordinating efforts within the U.S. government. We have one agency doing one thing and another doing another thing.
But as a former CIA resettlement officer in the Middle East, McMullen once told the KSL Deseret News editorial board, America's refugee vetting process is still robust and thorough. Clinton also welcomes Syrian refugees.
Applying a religious test, discriminating against Muslims, slamming the door on every Syrian refugee, that is just not who we are.
Trump took issue with that statement.
Her claim that my opposition to radical Islamic terrorism is a recruiting tool. I'm being tough.
As for stopping the war and terrorists so that millions of Syrians no longer have to flee.
Under especially brutal dictatorships, terrorist organizations can come into the populations and generate support from the populations.
McMullen says Bashar al-Assad must go. So does Clinton, who adds,
we have to work more closely with our partners and allies on the ground.
Meaning let Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and local groups train and fight Assad. Trump says, forget about him, go after ISIS.
Assad is killing ISIS. Russia is killing ISIS. And Iran is killing ISIS.
No candidate could offer a vision for Syria's security beyond Assad and or ISIS. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.